You who know the truth and refuse the truth, you call yourself Christians, and because you have rejected my Jewish people and the laws and the true holy days and feasts, you have been like a Judas again to Yeshua, because you dare to think you are better than the Jewish people and boast how you were grafted in and they were cut off for a season. You boast how the Jews are so stupid not to see Yeshua, whom you call Jesus as Messiah, instead of praying for them, loving them, realizing it is I, Yahweh, that blinded their eyes for a season. You are under the curse to dare boast how I cut off the natural vine and grafted you into it by the blood of Yeshua. What does my word say when you boast and mock the natural vine? The unbelieving Jewish people who have not had the revelation yet that Yeshua is the Messiah, in Greek called Jesus. Does my word not say if I did not spare the natural vine, why do you think I will spare you who boast they are better than the natural vine? You who insist on following Constantine, listen to me. The first attempt fatally successful was made by HaSatan in the form of the serpent in the Garden of Eden. Genesis 3:1-22. Satan tricked Eve, and Eve caused Adam to sin into thinking that nothing is to be gained by observing Yahweh's laws, also called the Torah, which includes the Ten Commandments. Another example is the case of Cain, who was told that obedience to Yahweh's instructions brings salvation and blessing, but decided he knew better, and as a result was cursed as he murdered his brother Abel. And then we have Korah, who tried to undermine Moses' authority and met with a terrible end, as the earth opened up and swallowed Korah and his followers alive into the pit of hell, and then the earth closed over them. Numbers 16:1-35. Moses warns us about a false prophet who would try to teach the people commandments, not of Yahweh, and even encourage others to disrespect Moses and his anointing. Deuteronomy 18:20-22. Woe be unto you for all those that do not have spiritual ears to hear and spiritual eyes to see that the Christian churches as well as the temples are full of Kordas today and will suffer the same fate. Numbers 16:1-35. Just in the times of Moses, so too I prophesy again through my daughter Elizabeth, a warning to you who call yourself Christian but have no Christ in you. Mock, slander, and ignore now, and you shall reap what you have sowed. Woe be unto those who have refused or stopped supporting this ministry, for you say you are not Jewish nor want to support a Messianic Jewish ministry. Oh, but I will rise up others to take your place. It will be them that receive the blessings and rewards that would have had your name on it. Deuteronomy 28:1-14. Now instead curses are Yahweh, as it is written in Deuteronomy 28:15-68, will be your lot. Go ahead and mock, you churches, false prophets, and those with the evil spirit like a Korah, and those followers of Korah. Numbers 16:1-35. You won't be mocking when this comes to pass. All you spiritual leaders that lead my children to not follow my laws that I gave Moses will see the empires they call houses of God come tumbling down to the ground, and hell shall swallow you along with those with a spirit like a Korah again. All those who call themselves Christians but do the same as the spiritual leaders, you also have the spirit like unto a Korah, and will suffer the same fate if you refuse to heed the same warning I am giving you through this handmaiden daughter of mine.